Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone. Getting counseling. Attending recovery groups. Praying and fasting. Abstaining from social media. And believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution. But it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem. His identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days. I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real Men Connect, episode 40. Real men don't just know the way, they get out of the way. I like that. Real men don't just know the way, they get out of the way. Now, I must make a confession to you that I'm really struggling this week. Struggling with being overwhelmed and stretched too thin. You know what I'm talking about? I look at my to-do list sometimes and it seems like it's weeds growing in a garden. Every time I pull one out, it seems like two more weeds grow right back in its place. Now, I don't know about you, but I play many roles as a man. Not only am I a husband, father, and the spiritual leader of my family, I'm also a businessman and entrepreneur who on average flies on 100 plus planes a year. Now, I also run a full-time men's ministry, realmenconnect.com, and I host this weekly podcast with Real Men Connect, and I lead a men's accountability group, I run a men's small group, and I personally mentor and disciple a growing list of men. Now, I know some of you may be thinking, Joe, that's all you do, dude. Man, that's easy, man. You got it easy. But to me, my schedule is extremely stressful and can be overwhelming at times. And don't get me wrong, I'm not just moaning and groaning. Because in a recent Barna study, they reported that 10 out of 10 Christian men, now that's 100%, that they struggle with finding life balance. Now, I've even done my own survey of men, and life balance seems to be the number one stress causer in a man's Christian life. So the question is, what do you do when you have a lot to do, but you can't seem to do it all? Or worse, you can't seem to do any of it well. Well, after intentionally seeking God for an answer, because fellas, the struggle is real, the Holy Spirit led me to a very familiar verse. Now, before you think you have to be super spiritual to hear from God, you don't. When God wants to speak to us, he will do it in a variety of ways, but more often than not, it's gonna be through his word. So if you wanna hear from God, go to his word. And you don't have to be super spiritual just to open the Bible and read it. You just have to be obedient, intentional, and humble enough to listen. Now, all I did was look up the word stress and worry, and the Holy Spirit led me to a very popular verse and one of my favorites, Matthew 6:33, which says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, in all things be added unto you. Let me say that again. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Now, you've probably heard or read that scripture probably hundreds of times, but I believe it's the key to relieving stress and finding peace in Christ. So allow me to kind of unpack these three golden nuggets I received and extracted from this scripture. Maybe it'll help you stress a little bit less this week. Now, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I need to do three things to avoid wearing down and burning out. Just three things. One, get into God's presence. Two, get into right order. And three, get out of my own way. Let me say those again. Get into his presence, get into right order, and then get out of your own way. Now let's start with the first part of that scripture. Seek ye first and the kingdom. See, God reminded me that whenever we're stressed or overworked and overwhelmed, we need to seek him first and get into his presence. If we want our load to be lighter, we need to run to him because he said he will give us rest. Christ said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So if we want to go higher with God, then we need to probably go deeper in our relationship with him. That means getting to his presence. And that means not having a superficial relationship that only consists of saying grace at dinner time or going to church on Sundays. Now, I mentioned earlier about all the things that were stressing me out and what was demanding more of my time, but I never mentioned anything about spending more time with God. The truth is, if we'll spend more time in God's presence, he'll probably spend more time on our problems. So we got to seek him first and his kingdom. Now, the second part, and seek his righteousness. And seek his righteousness. God's righteousness refers to his way of doing things, not ours. If you ever find your life in kind of disorder, it's probably because it's out of God's right order. At least that's the case for me. So what is God's right order? Well, I believe it's Christ first, covenant second. When I say covenant, I'm talking about our marriage, which is our first ministry. Third, our children. Fourth, our calling, and then everything and everyone else, including our colleagues and friends and even the community. Now, this should be easy to remember because they all start with the letter C. I call it God's 5C network. Now, if you want to stress less, then pursue God's righteousness, not your comfort. Seek his righteousness, not your convenience. Seek his righteousness, not other people's approval. Because we know we can't obey God if we're obsessed with pleasing other people. He says, seek my righteousness, and guess what? All these things will be added unto you. But how can God add anything to us if we won't first make room for him? So the third thing to remember is we must get out of our own way. Let me say that again. We must get out of our own way. See, the reason why we're feeling overwhelmed and overburdened is because we're usually pursuing things our way, not God's way. Doing it in our strength, not his. See, once I get out of my own way, all things will be added unto me. That includes my marriage. That includes my children, God's ministry, not mine, because he's doing it through me. That also includes my business, my finances, my friends, and being a leader at my church. He promised that all things will be added unto us, but God didn't say, and catch this, we had to do all things. God didn't create my schedule. I did. God didn't tell me I had to do all things. You ever notice that Jesus, as important as his ministry was and as in demand as he was, and as many responsibilities as he had, he never appeared stressed out, overwhelmed, or overburdened? And you know why? Because he got out of his way and he did it God's way. See, if we do it God's way by focusing on being faithful to him today, we won't have time to be frustrated or worried about tomorrow. So this week, I'm challenging you. Get into God's presence, get into right order, and then get out of your own way. Because real men don't just know the way, they get out of the way. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. Now, if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others. Guys, sharing is caring. And you don't want to miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. So guys, thank you for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with Real Men Connect, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and stay in his grip. See you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. and the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man, God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.